Ian, firstly, what does it mean to you, the Walker Stars?
First of all, I didn't know about it. Then when Jasper Carrot called me, I sort of got a bit giggly. I thought it was a bit of a joke. And as he explained to me, I'm afraid I became rather excited. I am a bit of a twitter. Yeah. The idea of it, I think it's just fabulous. I am very proud of being a Birmingham lad, and I really am actively proud of my home city. I don't live here now, that's just circumstance. Not only proud, but so grateful too, because there's no way I could have gone and trained drama school without a grant from Birmingham City Council. Every time I come back here, I have to go, thank you. I know the room where I went and did the audition.
Wow.
To get the grant, and I do pass it sometimes. It's in the back of the council house, and although with a one-way system, it's quite hard to at times.
It's a bit changed.
It's not a matter of I say thank you every day, but certainly every time I come back, and I do come back reasonably often. Still got friends up here. No family still.
Yeah.
Now my brother, my mum and dad are dead. They'd be very old if they were alive. And my brother moved. He's followed his grandchildren up north. So I've got no family ties here, but still got a few friends.
And emotional ties.
Yes. Oh yeah. And go back around the school. Go past
what school,
the school
was it?
I was first of all at Turves Green, but main school was Bourneville Tech.
Oh, you one of them, were you, posh?
Oh, yeah, passed me 11 plus, mate. Yes. No, passed me 11 plus and went to grammar school. They called it a technical school in those days.
It's interesting, though, that still a lot of people don't realise that Ian Lavender's a Brummie.
I don't know why not. I've never hidden it. In those days, unfortunately, they made you get... Not, didn't make you. When you went to drama school, they trained you out of your native accent, no matter what it was.
Yeah.
Whereas, within sort of 3 or 4 years, people like Albie Finney and Tom Courtney and so on had established, if you like, the northern sound and said, that's how, I can speak without it when I want to, but that's how I speak. Now, I think I'd rather have been those three or four, when drama school started doing that and said, no, we'll teach you to speak without it when you want to speak without your accent. But in the days that I went in, years ago, that was the practice to teach you to get rid of your native accent no matter where it was.
It's
a bit sad, really.
It's also Walk for Heroes. It's the Armed Forces down the 27th, which is fantastic. And, of course, almost coincidental, of course, Pike.
Yes, sort of.
Don't tell him.
I know.
Everybody knows that line.
I do get embarrassed a bit by it at times. Not the line about being linked. I mean, I do work for the military charities, almost inevitably, because of. But there are times when people come talk to me as though I actually was a soldier, and that makes me feel pretty bad. They should be talking to the people who were soldiers, not me. Not yourself, but several radio stations got on to me for VE Day to ask me to talk about VE. I was in a television programme.
Yes, it wasn't real.
I don't think it's my place to, I mean that. I mean, and I'd hate to think if ever anybody who did fight or was in the Home Guard thought that, he thinks he's qualified to talk about what we did. I'm not at all. Mm. I stand back in awe at what they did do and what they were prepared to do if it was going to come to it.
It's one of those sitcoms, and I'm watching them now again.
Thank goodness for that. Keep on sending in the postcards, please.
It is amazing how warmly the British public...
The 30 shillings I get every week is very nice.
How warmly the British public took to the series, but to Pike in reality, because he was the put-upon one at times.
Oh, yes. Yes, I learned to play the sympathy card very early in my life.
It's
got me a long way. It got me a wife. she was very sorry for me.
You loved it, though. You looked like, to me...
I was the only one who went on a date that night, so I'll go out with you.
It looked like the audience, to us, that you were all enjoying yourselves.
Oh, we did, yeah. Sounds like I'm going to put qualifications on it now. We were not all bosom buddies.
No.
That doesn't mean we didn't like each other, but we didn't live in each other's pockets.
Yeah.
There were strong friendships. John LeMessurier and Clive were already were close friends before it happened anyway. I became extremely close with John Lorry and, and with Clive and with Arthur. It was just happenstance, and just the same as putting 10 people together in a room and seeing whether they're still talking 10 years later, and happily we all were. You know, and we quite like working together as well.
And you know, it was such a wonderful series, but that line stands out. Don't tell him, bike. It's just, it's one of the iconic comedy lines.
Yeah, not all I did was sit on a ladder. I didn't say I took no part in it.
But Arthur Lowe, of course, was a genius, wasn't he?
And Philip Maddock, I think. Yeah. We knew it was a funny programme. We knew that one was a really good one. We knew that was a funny line, and it was one of those lines that you don't want to have a retake on that. No. This one's got a
spot.
Yeah, there'd all be a line here, a line there. You can only do that once, really. And so everybody was getting a bit. Arthur starts sloughing his lines before it in the scene. I use it in my one-man show, Arthur starts to fluff and I'm just sitting up on top of a ladder. And it's Philip Maddock and Arthur. And yet people come up to me and say, go on, say your line.
But it wasn't yours.
What line? And it's like a look of disappointment on people's faces when they sort of hear me saying, I didn't say it. I didn't say it. Oh, no. Oh, you didn't? No. Oh. Oh, all right then. But you go on, say it.
EastEnders, what are you doing now?
What am I doing now?
Yeah.
Enjoying my retirement? No.
I thought they never retired.
I'm of a certain age.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I'm... Oh, no, I went through some hefty surgery a few years ago, so that sobered me up a bit.
Yeah.
I just don't want to go away from home for months on end now. Funny, because being in hospital for that while, spent a lot of time with my wife and talking to her. She's quite nice, really. Yeah. When you get to know her, she's quite nice. So I felt it was wrong to go away from her. No, it's just being of a certain... No, I've not stopped working. Oh, no, not at all, no. We don't retire. It retires us.
It retires.
And they just ask for you less often. But whilst they ask for you now and again, that's lovely.
Just, Ian, the story about the claret and blue scarf, it was a Villa scarf.
To me, it was, most certainly. Oh, yes.
You're not a football fan?
Not particularly. I like watching the big events. I mean, like this year. I mean, the final, of course. I watch it. Yeah, but I went to a rugby school in Birmingham. I play rugby and watch rugby. So I'm not a football fan per se.
A lot of viewers thought it was West Ham.
Well, yeah. It was assumed. It was printed in the press that it was that Private Pike supported West Ham. That's when I got a bit annoyed because I went to pick the scarf. I saw the scarf in wardrobe. And went, no, that's Aston Villa, that's me, that's not my little link. Nobody else need know, but that's my link with home, if you like. That piece of costume, and I knew I'd wear that for however long we did it. I'd be wearing that scarf.
And you went?
Oh, in my mind, it was always an Aston Villa scarf.
You went last year?
I went to Villa Park last year, incognito. Incognito.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yes, it was great. They lost 2-1. No, it was a wonderful day. It really was lovely. Came with my GP and his son. And we put the scarf around your son's neck.
Brilliant.
And it was lovely because some people saw the scarf and then went up to him. He's all of 14. And said, are you Private Pike?
The world's crackers.
Oh,
the power of TV.
Never underestimate the public. And, no, they're absolutely lovely. No, they were playing about. Are you Private Pike? I thought he was. And so I went to Villa Park for the first time. I do look. I'd say I'm not a fan. I'm not trying to get in their good books.
Yeah.
I do look to see how Birmingham City and Aston Villa did.
Fantastic.
They were the two teams. And in school, you had to support one of them.
One or the other. And you supported neither.
You had to support one. And so in your classroom, in your form. So I chose Aston Villa because they were very much the underdogs in my form.
Yeah.
Out
that way,
One he was a Birmingham City class. So I thought it was only fair that Aston Villa should have a few supporters.
Always the rebel.
So when I saw that scarf... Right, there you go.
Just finally, was EastEnders good for you?
It was. Yes, it was easy. It's not an easy thing to go into. No soap is easy to go into when you're just going cold. But the fact that I knew half the cast anyway for the past 30 years before it, you know, June Brown, Wendy, Derek Martin, Johnny Barden, they were all mates anyway.
Yeah.
So it was just like, let's go and do, I'll do a bit with them. And it lasted quite a long time. Yeah, well, yeah. Sort of think of things like pension and We can pay off the mortgage.
Well, you're proud of the city. We're proud of you as well, believe it or not.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you. And don't tell him, Pike. I know you didn't
say it. You did.